Welcome to Spiritual Healing and Psychotherapy. My name is Mia, or officially Dr. Mary Patricia Quinlivan, and this podcast is all about healing our whole being, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and psychologically. And that requires gentle facing of ourselves with absolute honesty and a resting into and learning to listen to our inner spirit, and also learning to listen to the spirit without, within nature, within the world around us. And as we align more with this truth of what we are, we heal in every aspect, and those around us will benefit, and Mother Earth will benefit too. I've been a doctor for 34 years, and you can look me up on my website. It's livingawarenesswa.com, and I also have a Facebook and Instagram page and YouTube channel, all Living Awareness WA. So today's podcast is all about spiritual lessons and abundance. And that's because I've recently had some fairly major spiritual lessons, and I'd love you all to have the opportunity to learn from that. And when I talk about spiritual lessons, it's not that ever we are tested and judged. It's more that we are going to be presented with so many learning opportunities in our lifetimes. And they really are just that, just an opportunity to learn how to listen to our inner wisdom. And even when we mess that up a little bit and we make mistakes, it's still just a learning opportunity. It's never about judgment. Isaiah calls them blessings, spiritual lessons or blessings, because really they are a blessing. And in fact, I've realized in this process that even quite a big mistake I've recently made was it's abundant, because it's going to teach me so much about the path forward. So what's been happening is many of you have heard in previous podcasts about this beautiful property that I've been able to go to because my father and a friend of his bought it over 50 years ago now. It's a property near Carriedale. It's opposite the Burnup Forest. And it's got a beautiful carry forest on it and a stream that runs through in winter. And this property I've been going to since I was 6 or 7, almost every holiday. And since my father became too old and he passed away, I've been looking after it, mainly from my family's perspective anyway. There has also been help from other families that have been involved in the property. There's a few of us involved. And it's been an absolute privilege. And I've said many times before in podcasts that the trees on that property have brought me up. And that's entirely true. And I can only describe that there is this beautiful carry forest, and the trees in that forest would be, I don't know, 70, 80 years old. And there's a beautiful marri tree that's probably hundreds of years old. And all I can say is that over the last 50 years, that those trees have, if you like, held me or brought me to presence. And I know as I deepen that trees have, not only do they receive, you know, sunlight and convert that and carbon dioxide and convert that into oxygen for us and the nutrients from the earth, they also receive from the stars at night and they take in what goes on around them. Trees have a deeper wisdom and they are resting in presence, and they have brought me deeper and deeper into divine love. So what's happening is that I'm going to be selling my share of the farm, or I am in the process of selling my share of the farm. And that has taken over a year of me letting go of that attachment because it's so profound and I'm so grateful. But I know it needs to happen, and because I can't, you know, my work and my children means that I will mostly have to live in the city. I can go down there part-time, but I can't manage to look after 100 acres on a part-time basis anymore. And so as sad as that's been, and it's been really quite an immense grief process, I have to let it go. But because I'm letting go of something that has been such a huge part of my life, and because that whole area, you know, the forest, the oceans, has really served to pull me into presence. It's been like, it's, you know, all of us here on Mother Earth, we're here because we're meant to be. This is the planet that we're on. We are born, Osiris says, we are born of her. And it's like when I'm in nature, and I know for all of you as well, it has that opportunity to bring us into spirit, to bring us into the truth of what we are, which is the one heart, the heart within us, the heart within the earth, the heart within the trees. And that area has meant so much to me. I couldn't bear the thought of, sorry, I knew I wasn't getting through this without tears. I couldn't bear the thought of, you know, selling the property and not having somewhere else that I could go to down there so I could still be in the forest and in the ocean. And so my husband and I have been looking at just blocks in Augusta, and there were very limited blocks in Augusta. So what happened to me is, in the process of selling the farm, of course, we went through the other people that have been a part of it with us for many years are wanting to buy it off me. And of course, there had to be a negotiation process around price. And I knew what I felt was wholesome to be the price. But of course, everybody's going to have a different opinion on that. And what happened was, we were in this negotiation process and I'd said what I felt was fair, and I knew that they were actually coming to that. But what happened was, in the middle of the process, and it was my brother and I doing this, I was so emotional. There was so much sadness, so much fear about whether we would have the opportunity to get something else. And then something happened in that all of my clients over a couple of days moved. And it's very common that one or two people might move, but not that everybody that's booked in for a couple of days moved. So I thought, oh, the universe is trying to tell me something here. And I was tuning in. And of course, what it came to was my fear. And the fear was, oh, what if those blocks in Augusta disappear and we don't have the opportunity to get anything? And so then I started wanting to speed up the process and talking to my brother. And that meant that my brother talked more, not just over email, but verbally to the other party. And of course, the minute you're trying to rush something, the whole thing changes and it's very unwise. And so what ended up happening was that the price, also because my brother's got a beautiful, loving heart, but can be somewhat on the soft side, and the price dropped by 20K because of that. And unfortunately, just the way it happened, emails were sent, and so we ended up being stuck with a price that was $20,000 less than what we'd been aiming for and what I knew they were actually going to come to. And then in a meditation, I realized that the universe hadn't been trying to tell me to rush the process, of course. The universe had been trying to tell me to not let my brother talk a lot verbally to the other party during the negotiation process, because of course you're better off to stick to email and just be firm but fair, because once you're engaging in trying to be friends and mates and pleasing others, then, you know, the price is going to not go in the direction that we wanted it to go. And I realized that had pretty well all been my mistake, that I had misread the signs from the universe. And I had misread the signs from the universe because of my own fear and my own pain around the farm. And of course, dropping the price by 20K wasn't easy for me, because we're looking at trying to buy something in Augusta, and then hopefully down the track, with if everything aligns, being able to build. And of course, money is important. You know, we do have to face that reality. So it was a pretty rough few moments. But what I realized, and first of all, I remember coming in here, I was about to see a client and thinking, gosh, I'm pretty wobbly at the moment. But there were two beautiful beings that I known from my past that came to me in spirit in that moment. And both were holding me with absolute love. And it was a feeling of, come on, this is just, we all make mistakes, you know, this is just a learning opportunity. And the most beautiful learning opportunity of that was that the universe is always abundant. And so I want to let you know, if ever you think the universe is telling you to do something, but that thing won't turn out to be abundant for you, then you're probably on the wrong track. So me thinking that I had to rush this sale because I was going to miss out on a block in Augusta was not abundant at all. And therefore, it wasn't coming from my higher self. It was coming from my fear and pain. So I just want to let you know that the universe would not ever want you, or your higher self or God or consciousness, whatever you want to call it, it would not want you to do something that's not going to be abundant for you. Having said that, even that mistake, because I know it's going to inform my future, and it already has informed my future, even just knowing that it's about abundance, that we are all, you know, the universe wants us to be abundant. So that's going to inform my future decisions. And I remember at the time, my mum loves Course in Miracles, and she's got this box of cards. And I pulled this card, and I was feeling pretty wretched at the time. And the card said, "All things work together for good. There are no exceptions except in the ego's judgment." So what that was telling me was, it doesn't matter what appears to be happening, even me making that mistake and lessening the amount of money I got for that property, that's going to turn out to be wholesome, because I'm learning, you know. And I've got to add in one of the other learning opportunities, and it's because, you know, I've put my heart and soul into that property for a very long time now, and we've planted a lot of trees, and I guess I was feeling in the process of all of that, that all that hard work, you know, wasn't being appreciated, and which isn't, you know, it's not true. It's just everyone wants to get the cheapest price they can for when they're buying a block of land. But the lesson it was teaching me was also about absolute forgiveness, and that's absolute forgiveness of myself and acceptance of myself as I am. And in that moment, I was an emotional mess, caught up in fear and pain and not making wholesome decisions, but also absolute acceptance of other beings just being who they are, you know, being what they need to be for their life circumstance, and to hold them with absolute compassion as well. And the thing is, I know, and this is hard to say, but I know that the trees and the ancestors of that place are telling me it's time to move on. And that the love I have found there, the love that's in those trees and in my heart, you know, the one heart, is something that will always go with me. It's not going to go. And funnily enough, I do these healings now, healing and well-being. And so often I felt the trees with me when I'm healing clients, you know. So the love that we learn from connecting to, well, any living being is not something that's ever going to go. In fact, it's something that's going to stay in our hearts forever. And during this process, because I knew I had so much emotion going on, and I was obviously, although all mistakes are meant to be, and I know that was meant to be, I knew I needed help. And I want to say to you all, you know, one of the greatest gifts we can offer ourselves is to let ourselves receive help. I've always chosen to go to everything Isaiah has run for the last many years. She is now her focus is taking other directions and she's not actively teaching anymore. But I met a beautiful being recently called Zuritsa, and so I chose to go to her to get some help. She is absolutely beautiful. And with her, I felt completely held in love despite whatever, you know, emotional issues had, if you like, got in the way of some clear decision making. But she told me something that was really interesting to me, and she said that I'd had a past life in China where there'd been an invasion and I'd had to flee and I'd lost everything, and that the feelings that were coming up in me that were so strong, you know, this fear of loss and fear of not having anything, and were partly to do with wounding from that lifetime. And she helped me with some healing around that. And even though I'm still a little sad around moving on from the farm, it hasn't been quite as intense as it had been before I saw Zuritsa. And she also affirmed many other things for me. And one is that feeling that I'd had that everything that happens is meant to be, and whatever the price turned out to be, that's what it turned out to be. And that I can trust, that we so much have to trust the universe, that even when things appear not to be going the way we think they should be going, that we can trust that, that there's some opportunity, some abundance even in that for us. And so another beautiful thing that has happened is that we have put an offer on a block in Augusta, and this is all still, we're right in the middle of it all still. The contracts are signed, but the settlement hasn't happened for the farm yet or for the block in Augusta. And, you know, it's completely barren. The previous owners loved Roundup, I think. So it really hasn't got anything on it at all, and it's a suburban block. But I feel such deep privilege and such gratitude that I have the opportunity to, and I hope it all goes well and it's not 100% definite yet, but that I have this opportunity to have something else in that area. And the thing is, I know, and Zuritsa confirmed this too, is I know that the universe has been holding that for us. And I even felt that before I had, you know, the mishap of getting very scared and trying to rush the sale and therefore the price dropping. I knew that it was being held for us, but I just wasn't trusting that at the time. And I want to let all of you know, wherever you're living or wherever you're choosing to live, or it's not just us that chooses a place to settle or be. It's that Mother Earth, or that place, also chooses us. And there was a beautiful thing that happened with Zuritsa, and it was that we talked about this block, and at the time that I was there, Zuritsa's very deeply psychic and enlightened. She said Mother Earth popped up, and Mother Earth said that we would bring healing to that area, you know, to that block and the area around, which is just beautiful to me. And I have felt the earth, and I felt there's an area of trees. It's a street away, but nonetheless, there's an area of trees nearby, and there's the beautiful river, which the English name is the Blackwood River, but the indigenous name, which is beautiful, is called Bilyap. And that literally means, I think, intestine, because it goes through, it's a big river. It goes through a lot of the southwest, and it's both feeding and receiving from a lot of the land in the southwest and then going out into the ocean. So I am deeply grateful that we have this opportunity to be still near trees and the river. And one other thing in this process that's been coming up for me has been worthiness, and it's to do with, you know, there is so much suffering in the world. There are so many people that have nothing. You know, why is it that I have this opportunity to, you know, sell part of the farm that my dad bought with friends years ago and be able to then have a block in Augusta? And it's still hard to fathom that, but What I know is that all of us have had lifetimes where we've had very little, lifetimes where we've had a lot, lifetimes where we've been famous, lifetimes where we've known nobody, you know, lifetimes where we've been rich, lifetimes where we've had no money, you know, lifetimes where we've had terrible endings, and I know of a few that I've had, and lifetimes where it's been beautiful, and it's all just been part of our learning. And I suspect too that it is to do with, well, for me, with worthiness, feeling that it's okay, that it's okay to be abundant, you know, to have this beautiful thing that I know at a spiritual level is really wholesome for me, and that not only will it bring healing for me and my husband, but also hopefully that we will bring healing to the area, to the earth, to the trees, to the area around as well. And there's this definite feeling that spirit, the highest essence that we are, or consciousness, or God, whatever you want to call it, that it is by nature abundant, and that that's what it wants for us. It's more of a heart-based thing, a connection to the heart of the earth, our own heart, spirit, and knowing what's wholesome and healing for us moving forward. It's not about having to be the best, having to have the most, having to have snazzy cars and penthouse suites and things like that. Although for some that might be part of their journey. It's more to trust that we are worthy, that it's okay, that if something is feeling really abundant for our hearts, then go for it, you know. And it will bring abundance not just for us, but the area around, the people around, and Mother Earth as well. So I encourage you to listen to your heart and what feels abundant, and trust that you are so worthy of that, and go for it. And I have to share another little aspect of this process for us, and that is that when we were looking at blocks in Augusta, a part of me would have loved to be able to buy closer to the ocean, sort of down the southern end of Augusta, where it's right near the beach. You can walk to this beautiful swimming area that I love, and there's a bit more bush around, I guess you could say, but we couldn't afford that. And my husband took this photo, beautiful photo of the farm and the trees, where we've been on 100 acres of farmland and then bushland, and sort of by ourselves in absolute beauty. And then he took a photo of this block that we're buying, and don't get me wrong, I am really deeply grateful for it, but it is completely barren and it is absolutely in suburbia, and we're living next door to a, well, we will be, elderly couple, and we've already met one of them and she told us her life story in about 10 minutes and I know I will love her, but really it's much more suburbia, and I must admit there was a part of me that was struggling with going from the immense natural beauty and isolation and immersion in nature into suburbia. But it still is, Augusta is still country, and like I said, there's a bush block a street away and the river's close, and it is very beautiful. But in this process of, you know, losing the farm and feeling sad, and I must admit, I went and bought a lotto ticket hoping that I could buy something really beautiful in Augusta, and as I went to buy the lotto ticket, my Visa card just stopped working. And, you know, 5 minutes later when I did the shopping, my Visa card was fine. But when I went to buy the lotto ticket, it wasn't working at all. I never buy lotto tickets, by the way. I'm just, occasionally I do in moments like this. And I knew that the universe was telling me, you know, you want this thing. And I, you know, I am so blessed and incredibly grateful to have any opportunity to get into Augusta. But that what I wanted was a little bit beyond what was actually meant for me. And I know now that I'm meant to have this block that we've got, and it is going to be healing both for me and for, I hope, for the block itself. And so just to let you know, sometimes we have dreams that are perhaps a little caught up in ego, and even if you know, the idea of having a space in the country, I think, is very wholesome for me. It's a part of my spiritual growth and healing, but it needed to be what the universe wanted me to have. And so I guess I thought it was good to share that with you as well, because truly sometimes we don't know, and sometimes it's just, well, that's what we ended up with, that's what's meant to be, as long as we're following our hearts along the way. And one thing I just really want to mention is about fear, and because for me in this process there has been fear very emphasized because of the pain of loss as well. And it has so been taught to me over and over again, and I have realized over and over again in this process that all I can do with fear is hold it with love, hold its hand. You know, it's a triggering, and I learned it's a triggering of past life stuff, but also fear from this life, that when we get triggered in a fear base, and it's usually around loss of some sort, then all we can do is witness it with absolute compassion. And the more we see it with kindness, the less we're going to act from it. But if we do act from it, not to judge that, just to see it, okay, it's another learning opportunity. And another aspect of that for me is, because my emotions have been coming up a lot in this process, I've really had to work on presence. And there has been a deepening actually into feeling the essence of Mother Earth as she is, you know, the essence of divine love, really, that she is and holds us all in. And I've noticed too, though, that there's also been resistance to that, to deepening into that. And I've realized, well, I've realized this before, but it's been reiterated, that the only way we can move forward spiritually, the only way we can move forward with our healing is with gentleness. Because part of the process of letting go of ego and letting go of ego conditioning is to do with that we, well, and I know this is in me and I know it's in everyone, is that we feel core unworthiness. We feel a sense of somehow we're not enough, we're going to be judged. And so we have resistance. It's like in, you know, in life, in this earth experience, when we're having relationships, you know, when you're reaching out to someone, we're always scared of rejection. So it's the same at an internal level when we're deepening into spirit. There's that fear. Am I enough? Will I be rejected? You know, so as I've been deepening into this connection with Mother Earth, I've noticed myself resistant and holding back. So the only way through that is never to judge our fear and resistance, but just to hold it with absolute gentleness and let the steps be very small, very kind, very gentle, very slow, sometimes sideways, sometimes even backwards, as we do inevitably move forward. It's just that fear and resistance and unworthiness will be in the way, and that's okay. And we can let it happen slowly for that reason. And just to share a little bit about Mother Earth, I want you all to know that she's the best mother you'll ever have, you know, better than any human mother. And that's just because our human mothers have been caught up with their own conditioning. It's not to judge that at all. But that if you are struggling, just to sit on Mother Earth or lie on Mother Earth, and eventually you will start to get through all the conditioning and the busy mind and just start to feel this gentleness, that you are being held and patiently held while you find your way into this divine essence, this truth of what we all are. And that holding is unconditional. It's unconditional love. And it doesn't matter if you haven't done your recycling properly or, you know, always been brilliant with the earth. None of us have been brilliant with the earth all the time. So just to trust in what nature is showing you, which is unconditional love. The heart of Mother Earth is the same heart that's within you and within the trees and within everything around you. And that's what we're all slowly unwinding into and allowing. And that's another thing that came to me, and that is that we cannot rush our healing. We can only surrender and allow it to occur. I think that's enough for today. Thank you for being with me. It's been an absolute pleasure to share with you. And as always, I'd love you to share this podcast with friends or family or anyone you think may be interested. And don't forget to check me out on livingawarenesswa.com and all my other pages, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Living Awareness WA. And I highly recommend Isaira, and her website is isaira.com. Much love to you all.